Hey, this is Dr. Leung. This is Dr. Leung, a neurologist. This is Dr. Leung, a neurologist in Pleasanton. Treating for patient last name is Elchner Frank, Elchner. First name is David. Date of visit is August 24, 2023. Next paragraph. First up, a patient tells me that he has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in October of 2021 in Cincinnati, Ohio. First up, a patient was in a restaurant. First up, a patient was attacked by three male robbers. First up, a patient tells me that he was in the restaurant and then he was hit multiple times by three robbers. ROBBERS. First up, a patient was hit in the head. A patient fell to the ground. A first up patient was kicked multiple times in the head and the ribs. A first up patient immediate loss of consciousness. A first up patient was a patient has sustained head injury. First up patient tells me that his head was swelling. First up patient also of a left eyebrow pain. First up patient has severe headache confusion, disorientation after the impact. I'm sorry, after the injury to the head. First up, next paragraph. A patient has a significant headaches. First up, patient has headaches on almost everyday basis. First up, patient have short-term memory loss. First up, patient have intermittent confusion. First up, patient has a difficulty to concentrate and focus. First up. Next paragraph, a patient is currently still, I'm sorry, patient currently working for Coast Guard until September 1, 2023. First up, a patient is working as a trainer for designing courses. So first up, a patient tells me that his memory deficit and memory loss is significantly affecting his work. First up, a patient is not able to remember things well. First up, a patient has to write down everything. First up, a patient is not able to perform well as a trainer, given the memory loss. First up, a patient also tells me that his headaches are affecting his concentration. First up, a patient is decreasing focus and concentration. First up, a patient tells me that he has to miss work. Next paragraph of this marks. Next paragraph of MoCA, M-O-C-A, MoCA examination score is 26 out of 30. First up, a patient missed a patient missed a 3 on delay recall. First up, a patient missed a 1 on abstraction. First up, this marks the end of the patient. Next patient, last name is a Hillier, H-I-L-L-I-E-R, again, H-I-L-L-I-E-R. First name is James. The date of a visit is August 24, 2023. First up, a date of birth is August 13, 1965. Next, paragraph. A patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was, a patient was in the ROSEMOND, California, comma, at the Willow Spring, W-I-L-L-O-W, Willow Spring Raceway, comma, in 2003. First up, patient tells me that he was racing. He was a professionally racing motorcycle. First up, a patient had a motorcycle accident on that day. First up, patient was going 140 miles per hour. First up, a patient fell down and hit the head. First up, a patient tells me that he had immediate loss of consciousness. So first up, when he woke up, he was in the ambulance already. First up, he was out of consciousness for about 15 to 30 minutes. So first up, when he woke up, he does not remember what happened. First up, he was confused, disoriented. First up, patient had severe head pain. First up, a patient was taken to the hospital. First up, a patient also risked a fracture. First up, a patient was treated at the hospital. First up, Mr. Berger, a patient has significant memory loss now. First up, a patient has inability to focus. First up, a patient has low attention span. First up, a patient has extreme short-term forgetfulness. First up, a patient has patient is not able to focus on projects. First up, patient has a difficulty with the conversation. So first up, a patient tells me his mind wanders a lot. So first up, next paragraph. A next paragraph. Next paragraph. Patients are currently MoCA examination MOC. Next paragraph. MoCA MOC. MoCA examination score today is 26 out of 30. First of all, patient missed 4 on delay recall. First sentence. Next paragraph. First up, it is my opinion. Next paragraph, a patient is currently. Next paragraph, a patient is currently retired. First up, a patient is currently not working. First up, patient is taking care of his mother full time. First up, next paragraph, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient was involved in a motorcycle accident in 2003, comma at Willow, W-I-L-L-O-W, Willow Spring Raceway in California. First up, patient was professionally racing, going 140 miles per hour. First up, patient fell down and hit the head. The first up, patient had immediate loss of consciousness. The first up, patient had, when he woke up, a comma, patient had severe head pain, comma, confusion, disorientation, and also amnesia. Since then, patient has significant headache. First up, patient has a memory loss. Patient has difficulty to focus. First up, he has got poor attention span. Would have extreme short-term memory loss. MoCA examining today. MoCA examination today. Come on, patient missed 4 of the 5 on delay recall. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. Memory deficits, poor memory, headaches, concentration difficulties, these are all signs and symptoms suggesting traumatic brain injury. But this marks the end of the patient. Next patient, last name is Z as in zebra, E, P as in Paul, E, D as in Dr. A. First name is Samuel, date of visit is August 23, 2023. Next paragraph, date of birth is March 29, 1967. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. It was in San Bruno, California, B-R-U-N-O, San Bruno, California. A patient tells me that he was driving, and he got into an accident. A patient tells me the head hit the steering wheel. A patient hit the forehead onto the steering wheel. It was in July 16, 2021. Patient immediately have headaches. He have nausea. Patient confused and disoriented. Patient did not lose consciousness. However, patient was brought to the emergency room in the hospital. Patient was diagnosed with concussion. Next paragraph, a patient has a migraine. Patient has trouble sleeping, difficult concentration. Severe headaches. Very irritable. Tinnitus. And brain fog. Next paragraph, a patient is currently working as a security guard. He tells me that he's very irritated at work. He's not able to focus well at work. Patient has a decreased ability to work as a security guard. The headaches also affecting him to concentrate at work. MoCA examination today. Score is MOCA. MoCA examination score is 26 out of 30. Patient missed 3 on a delay recall. Patient missed 1 on language. It is my impression the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. The patient was involved in a motor vehicle accident on July 16, 2021. His forehead, hit onto the steering wheel. Patient had immediate loss of consciousness. Patient has severe headaches. Patient has a confusion, disorientation. First absence, then he has significant difficulty with headaches. First absence, difficulty sleeping. First absence, difficulty with concentration. First absence, become very irritable. First absence, also brain fog and tinnitus since the event. First absence, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First absence, the headaches, confusion, the headache, confusion, difficulty sleeping, concentration difficulties, and tinnitus, these are all common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. For certain, this marks a denotation.